On the show today, we have Capital Credit Union's very own Pierre Cardenas and Capital Credit Union's Martin Fogarty, along with Trellance's very own Patty Berry, all talking about Capital's usage of Trellance's new auto refi program. Some really great takeaways here and some results to report as well. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and boy, do we have a show for you. As you can see, we have a full screen here full of fine folks here in the credit union industry, and I'm going to start with some introductions here. And first up, we're going to have Capital Credit Union's very own President CEO Pierre Cardenas sitting right below me. Pierre, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you doing, Mike?
Doing great, doing great. Glad to have you back on the show. We were talking before the recording. This time you're not in your car, you're in your office, but that was really a lot of fun last time when we did the interview.
My car is my office, Mike.
That's right. A lot of people are using their cars as offices these days, so good stuff. Well, I'm glad to have you back. And then right next to you, Pierre, is Capital Credit Union's very own Director of Remote Delivery, Martin Fogarty. Martin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, Mike. Thanks so much.
Glad to have you back. Glad to have you back. And then we have a newcomer, but you're going to do fine, Patty. Trellance's very own product specialist, Patty Berry. Patty, how are you? Right there next to me.
I am great today.
Good, good. Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Glad we're representing, because Capital, you guys are in Austin, Texas. And then Patty, you're at Trellance, obviously. And they are in Tampa, Florida. I think they're calling it Champa Bay now because of the Buccaneers and their success last year.
And the Lightning.
Oh, and the Lightning too. Oh my gosh, you guys are running that. I'm like, man, what a fun time to be in that neck of the woods there. So, all right, well, let's enough of SportsCenter. Let's get to some technology, financial technology talk, shall we? So we're talking about Capital's usage of Trellance's new auto refi program. And I've been reading up on this. This is really, really cool stuff here we're talking about. But Patty, I'm going to let you go first. Ladies first, obviously. But so can you just give us a quick summary of Trellance's new auto refi program before we dive into some details here? How does it work?
Yes, so it's a pretty tailored product that we structured for our financial partners to build their loan portfolios and recapture a lot of the auto market, because it's gotten very competitive with captives and with community banks and larger banks across the nation, and credit unions were starting to slip. So it's just perfect timing that we came in and built a product to help smaller guys, show their share.
And can you give us a quick summary on how it works with, and then obviously we're going to talk to the gents from Capital here on get their perspective, but can you, from the Trellance's perspective, how do you guys work together to make it work so efficiently?
Absolutely. We take the member files from the organization and we'll target their members that are over the age of 21 to see if they have an auto loan in the market with somebody else. We take that information, we'll get customizable reach structures based off the credit union's lending criteria, and Trellance does all the work from there, gets marketing piece ready on those that qualify, and send it out.
Right on. Well, sounds pretty slick, and we're going to get the credit union point of view here. Pierre, let's step back a little bit, Pierre, shall we? So what was going on at Capital that prompted you guys to kind of become this product's pilot, right? You guys are the first ones to use it?
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have that opportunity, but, to Patty's point, she mentioned smaller credit unions. I think all credit unions are doing this. I was working at some larger ones, and we were data mining our membership base. So it's very, very important for us to go after that business. And we're not an indirect. We choose not to be an indirect. It's a very competitive market, but the yields are down to nothing, right? Plus, you're giving away all the ancillary product to the dealers. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they're financing, because they're getting the money off. They're not getting it off the rate, right? The spreads.
Yeah.
So it really puts us into a position that we need to expand and deepen the relationship with our members. And we had already been doing some work with Trellance on the credit card, and they did a great job for us. So it was an easy shift to start talking about vehicles, and they brought Patty in to help spearhead that. And I said, man, let's go.
I like the energy there. So Martin, I'm coming to you on this one. So what started this whole thing that kind of gave you guys the green light to move forward with the auto refi program? What was the green light, so to speak?
Well, we had done a separate program, which Patty and the team over at Trellance had helped us with last summer. which we marketed to non-members in our local area, and that was definitely a huge success, brought in some amazing business from us. So in discussions with Patty and the team, they were like, why not do that and focus on our members that have vehicles financed elsewhere? So kind of got us thinking, and we worked with them to put together the criteria that we wanted to target for our members. The solution is fully customizable, so it allows you to look at as deep as you want within the membership. It allows you to set different criteria based on what you want to target. And working with Patty and the team over there, we were able to put together a really targeted solution to try and capture those existing members with Capital Credit Union who we already have a relationship with, but they may have gone to the dealer and gotten financed and thought, well, what's the point in going through a refinance? I'm probably not going to save a lot of money. So our members, when they received it and they called in, we were able to advise them just how much money we were going to save them. Not only that, but also, like Pierre said, focus on those ancillary products, be able to sell them MBI at a hugely discounted rate than maybe they had purchased at the dealership.
Yeah, no doubt.
So that was really, really good for us.
Right. And Pierre, it looks like you have some, do you have anything to add on that one or?
No, I, you know, you see these programs and others do them and I've been familiar with them, but Trellant really did a hands-free job. We've done quite a few of these in the past. I've done them with other credit unions. So I was really impressed with the way Trellant was able to data mine at the level that we wanted, and only identifying those that we were able to benefit. That's key.
Okay.
Right. And I mean, it just did a great job. And I guess it's the enhancement over time, right? You perfect the process, and it was clean.
Now, Patty. Pierre has set you up nicely for the next question.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So how was it working with Capital and implementing this product and moving forward? And, you know, what was the process like?
I've got to say, for me, it was extremely easy. There's a lot of collaboration that went into the project. We had the structure in place. My background is lending, so I'm not a data or analytic person. I'm solely focused on what I need from a loan application, what would be a a good quality participant for mm-hmm. the program. So it was very collaborative with Martin, his team, Pierre, all of them were very helpful, offered a lot of instruction and guidance, you know, kind of things that they've used in the past, how we could make it work. We had to, of course, do it to where it's going to be a product that could be for everybody, but it's still pretty niche. And like Pierre pointed out, it's for those that we were going to save money over what they had. So we went 1% minimum rate reduction. And surprisingly, we found some that had quite a large swing in the rate that they were going to save.
Really?
Back to Capital. So it was great.
Wow. Talk about a value add for your members, Pierre. That's pretty impressive. They're like, holy smokes, we can do that.
Yeah.
Hot list, right? Who wants a hot list?
Exactly. So can you, let's dive a little bit deeper here, Pierre. Can you share exactly how you guys used it? I mean, because you've touched on, you know, some of the members saving some serious funds here, but
generating a qualified list is key, right? Committed approvals, you want to have that, but you've got to have sharp people that you give those lists to. So we have some really sharp sales individuals mm-hmm. that their variable pay structure is based on how well they're able to save members money, right? Who doesn't want to save money?
Exactly.
So when you get these lists, I've seen many credit unions that just give it to anyone. You cannot do that. Nobody understands the value of these lists other than someone who lives and breathes off of it, right? That's who you need to give it to. And when you do, you will have success.
Yeah.
And so that's what made it so important for us to be able to do that with Trellant. So it works, but it takes effort on the credit union side as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not just a good hot list and everything's going to work out okay. I wish. Just an email. Oh, good. Everything's great.
Yeah, you wish for sure. Yeah. Martin, so now that you guys have seen it in action, you know, how does it allow you guys to kind of enhance your member service? Because it sounds like you can really, you know, almost, I don't want to say pick and choose, but you can really kind of get to the people who really need this stuff, right?
Right. So, and just to add to Pierre's point there, we actually, we had coordinated with Patty that we weren't going to just look at one way to get to these members. So what we've actually done is the initial marketing letter that Trellis had provided to us was the first outbound touch point. We actually customized an email, a targeted email to those because we have their emails, and we were able to email them their offer as a second touch point and then a third touch point. And then we're able to data mine that list and actually have an outbound calling to say, hey, we can save you money. So we looked at it as not just sending one avenue and say we've done it, you know, and this is what worked. We actually utilized that list to have several different touch points with the members. And what we found is that we had a good response from the first letter. We had a great response from the email that we sent out. And now we're working on the third avenue, and we're still getting those members who maybe don't look at their email or didn't get the letter or ignored the letter. And now we're catching them on the outbound. We already have a relationship with these people, so we're calling to say, hey, we can save you money. And there's probably not anything that's more powerful than that.
Yeah, that's a huge message.
We're also data mining that credit report when we get it. And what we found is that we're able to look at these members. We're able to get personal loans. We're able to offer them credit cards. We're able to even offer them home equities, which has been amazing. So, we look at it as one offer. Sometimes just one offer is turning into two, three, four loans even. So as far as being able to talk about membership, it's been invaluable to us to open up these members who maybe had an account with us one time and haven't used us for a while, and now they're back with us, loans, we're adding checking accounts, and multiple different products with us. So it's been really
invaluable. Patty's just going to want to charge us for those things. Don't.
No. Loan growth is my specialty.
Now, Pat, I mean, speaking of that, Patty, I mean, is this kind of what you imagined, working with Capital? Is this kind of like, because I'm going to get to you on some results here, Pierre, but Patty, coming to you first, though, is like, is this kind of what you imagined working with Capital and seeing the success already?
I think it was better than I imagined. It was the second that I explained, because I'm very upfront and transparent with the fact that I don't have the data background. I'm looking at it from a lender. Martin has said, we were prepared. We had the email addresses, so we were ready to do that. So they knew other avenues to do other than just a one and done with a letter. There's things that we're doing to progress and change it as we go forward as well. But I think the response, of course, I wanted everybody to qualify and everybody to be able to respond and take it because putting it out there for them like it's going to work. The response actually was much higher than what I was prepared for. Realistically, they're like, responses are usually very small, but I think because we came at it very specific and the letter was very detailed, as in your rate is estimated to be this, we're saying that you should qualify for this, you're saving. So you're getting your differences in your rates. That may resonate with someone. It may not, but usually if you can see a dollar amount, If the rate doesn't resonate with you, the dollar amount will. So all of this in that letter to pull somebody in to say, I'm leaving money on the table if I don't contact my credit union that I already have a relationship with. So they're already current existing members. So why would they not come back and basically just come back home and see what we can do?
Yeah, good point. Good point. Now, Pierre, okay, it seems like you guys are kind of early on this as well. I mean, obviously being the pilot. So I want to save the results question for you because they're pretty impressive. So can you share some of these numbers with us?
Well, keep in mind that we're a smaller credit union. We have about 12,500 members, so there's not a lot of data mining. But to be able to supplement what we're doing on a monthly basis with the program is really beneficial to us. Mm-hmm. So far we're still working the list. And so we're going to have better results. But so far, we funded 32 loans, which for us is good.
Yeah.
And we're looking at about $1.1 million so far in funded loans, in addition to what we normally do. So the nice thing is hands-free. So it's something that is complementing what we're already doing. Yeah. So, it's like an extra $1.1 million this month that just came out of nowhere.
That's but a big thing.
Every little bit helps. Yeah. And right now, everybody's competing for loans. Right now, we're not an indirect. So you've got a lot of people who are buying cars at indirect. Smaller credit unions will actually lose out if they don't go back and capture that business. So that's why this is critical. Plus, getting the mechanical breakdown and the gap on those loans, I mean, you're talking about $30,000, $40,000 a month just in that income alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very lucrative, even for a larger credit. You know, they could use a good $30,000 to $40,000 a month in ancillary product income. So not even counting the loan business. It's been good. Martin, what's the percentage penetration so far? Do you know what that is?
I mean, unique applications, we're looking at about 5%. And, you know, if you look total loans, about 7%, which was way above and beyond what we had expected to get.
Yeah. Right. Normally you're at 0.5% or what, if you get to 1% on some of these, you're doing really, really well. So obviously if you put the program together, you get 5-7%, penetration, which is really good.
We're happy. He more than quadrupled that goal for sure. So, and like you said, Pierre, this is only going to get better, right? Because this is just we're still in its infancy. So,
right.
And having said that, Martin, so what are some goals that you guys wanted to achieve here?
Well, we just want to recapture that business that we lost. You know, we wanted, what we did was we made it as easy as possible for these members. So, you know, electronic closing, a quick, easy application. So we just wanted to recapture some of that business that we had lost to the dealership. As I said before, people think it's a hassle to have to refinance your vehicle, but if you can make that as easy as possible, and also they're our members, so we already know about them. We already know everything, you know, to do with their accounts. So we just wanted to make it as easy as possible to be able to recapture that member back to Capital.
And that's a very good point, Martin. They don't have to leave their home. They don't have to shower or shave. They just got to click, right?
Something we all got used to in the last year, for sure.
So. Yeah. I was talking to a guy today, and he said he hasn't put on shoes in 6 months. He's been barefoot. And so I said, okay, now I'm jealous.
Exactly. That's awesome. Great side note. I love it. I love it. Now, Patty, and you can chime in on this as well, Pierre. So what's next for Trellis and Capital? How are you guys going to even enhance or improve on what's already happened so far? How are you guys going to work together to make it even better?
Well, we would like to look at doing more online, so we have more that we can capture a lot of the data, the responses, the click-throughs, who's following through, that sort of stuff like we do with the card side. Mm-hmm. That just has to be built for auto loans. We do look forward to creating an outbound your pre-approved campaign for an auto loan for existing members. Mm-hmm. Somebody that's getting ready to age out of their car kind of thing on the loan that they currently have, we can go ahead and solicit them and do pre-approvals that way as well. So hopefully it's been very collaborative and very easy to work with Capital in that respect. So hopefully we can do this again, even rerun the refi program later as well.
Right on, right on. Pierre?
You know, I think there's so many different products that we need to capture. It's about products per household. And so, you know, checking accounts, which are incredibly important to any finance institution.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the interchange income that comes from the use of the debit card. Why would a member have a loan with us and no checking account? Right, we need to go after those. People that don't have their mortgage with us. I mean, it just goes on and on. So I'd like to see where we expand the product base as opposed to just auto refinances and start looking at other opportunities using some of the same processes mm-hmm. that they put in place, I think would be really beneficial.
Yeah, so this could, I mean, what you're saying here is this could open up a lot more doors to other products and services, right?
Correct, correct. Okay.
Good, good, good. Well, lady and gentlemen, we have, this is awesome. I love doing stories like this, just to see how programs can really kind of percolate to the top and really become successes. And it's still, like you guys said, still early on in the process. So it's really exciting to see. So anything else to add here to wrap up? Martin, I'm going to let you go first. Any final words here on this?
You know, just having a partner like Trellis and Patty in particular, who knows the industry and who's able to help us with these solutions, has been invaluable to us. This has been a huge help to us. We reached a record number last month. We're looking for a record number this month. And it's programs like this that help us get there. Yep. So we appreciate them being partners with us.
Indeed. Patty, any final words here?
It's been really exciting to do this. Again, my background is lending with credit unions, so this is what makes me happy. I can make every credit union more profitable in their neighborhood, so they're able to serve more members in their neighborhoods and become part of that. I've been a credit union member and employee probably for more than 30 years or so. So just to be able to do this on a larger scale, not just the one institution that I worked for, now to be able to help multiple and across the country, it's a dream come true.
Yeah, well, you're making credit unions and their members happy as well with this. So it's a two-way street for sure. Pierre, I'm going to let you have the final word here.
Hey, you know, all I need to have is a Martin. As long as every credit union has a Martin, they're going to do great.
This is true.
All right. I like that. That'll come up on the annual review too. So be sure to bring that up, Martin. All right. All right, guys.
I appreciate that.
That was so awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. I always love talking about, you know, stories like this. So keep doing some fantastic work, all of you. And I look forward to having you back on. Maybe we'll revisit in about 6 months or so and see where you are. I'm sure you guys are going to be crushing it still. So
all right.
Congrats.
Good deal.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well done. Be well, be safe.
All right. Thank you.